clearly here in Sitka, along with Ketchikan, is the immediate need to expand our hydro capacity or its energy. Petersburg and Wrangell have about a 10 or 15 year supply ahead of them, so they're sitting a little better. So locally here in Sitka, we're looking at raising Blue Lake about 82, 83 feet, the face of the dam, and we've had an appropriation that I put in two years ago, for $12.5 million, which was supposedly the state share, one quarter of the cost and one quarter of the 50, half of which was going to come from City Hall, and then the other quarter from Uncle Ted. Well, Uncle Ted is now retired, and we're having some challenges with the federal side. So it appears that the state's going to have to be called on to step up for another 25%, so I'll be working on that. We expect some refined numerics coming from the utility and then going through the administration at City Hall. I should have that sometime around first part of February and have a finer point on the dollars needed, but I would expect them to be somewhere between 12 and 15 million.
Former Governor Palin vetoed almost all of Sitka's capital requests last year, including some passenger vessel, some cruise ship money. Is it too late to override those at this point?
Two of the projects here and two in Ketchikan were vetoed by then Governor Palin for whatever reason. Frankly, I don't think she likes spending money in Southeast. But be that what it is, one of the projects are already back in the new governor Parnell's submitted budget in Ketchikan, and I would expect the other two, mainly here, which is Swan Lake, and some money for Swan Lake, and then the sidewalk around the backside of the bridge to be submitted this year.
Going back quickly to cruise ship head tax money, I'm wondering if that money could be used for a multi-purpose dock at Sawmill Cove.
Well, I think when you look at the cruise ship money and what it can be used for, there's all kinds of things it can be used for along the coast if it's related to the cruise ship industry. The question is, does the community support that dock, and does City Hall want to, put forward with that? And the short answer to that question is theoretically yes. The practical answer to that is you'll see the money from the head tax go into the area of proximity of John O'Connell Bridge in the downtown area. Hopefully Swan Lake restoration, some of those type of things.
There's also been discussion of subsistence management recently. How would you respond to any proposed legislation changing the state's role in subsistence management?
Well, that's a pretty wide-open question. But when we look at subsistence, we need to remember Sitka is the largest subsistence town in the state. And we're on the verge, every decade of losing that, and hopefully we're not going to lose it. We'll keep it. I think the less involvement we have with the federal government running our affairs, the better. And there doesn't appear to be any interest in the legislature to deal with subsistence. Now, I recognize that there is an issue by one of my colleagues, Senator Kukesh, in the courts, and that certainly is prerogative to head down that trail. But I don't think there's going to be very many legislators behind him.
But in your opinion, does that controversy, do last year's controversies speak to the need for change at all?
Well, when you get into dealing with the subsistence issue, you end up dealing with the earlier issue that you talked about, was the dominance of the elected officials out of the rail belt. And once you get that system rolling, you don't really know what the outcome is. And right now we know what the outcome is, and we can deal with it. So I'd be rather hesitant to open up that quagmire